All right, Saucon here with Taylor Ray. How's everything going?
It's been good. It's been good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, not a problem. Now, you are from the Edmonton area. You've moved around a little bit, found yourself in Nashville. Sort of, how did you get your start in music and what made you really want to pursue it as a career rather than just, you know, singing around the house and, you know, maybe doing small shows, but to actually go, okay, no, this is going to be my full-time career?
Yeah, I started out singing with my dad, and I started to show a little bit of interest in performing around like 13, 14. And he kind of said, you know, you're not too bad if you want to kind of buckle down and get good at this.
Good parenting. Well, you're not that bad, but
yeah, you're not too bad. So, but it was always like, if I was going to pursue this, I needed to kind of learn as much as I could about the business. So I ended up moving to Vancouver and going to school for the business side of the industry, just to kind of sort that out, because it's a bit of a lawless land in the industry. And so I did that, and I ended up starting my first band and all of that. And it kind of just spiraled into this thing that it just ended up kind of feeling like there was no plan B, that this is always something I wanted to do. And more I got into it, the more I realized that I could do it. So it's just kind of gone from there, honestly, just pedal to the metal since then.
Now, you talked about singing with your dad. I'm assuming you come from a musical family. Does your sister sing, or did you get like the musical genes and she got the athletic ones, because your sister plays in the Professional Women's Hockey League, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. My whole family, I mean, I think a lot of it, we have a karaoke system in our house that we grew up in. So we were always kind of like, we still are the kind of the party karaoke house. And so that's where we grew up singing with my dad. And so my brother, sister, and I, and my mom, like we would always just go down there and sing on whatever nights. And so everybody's kind of musical, but I'm definitely the one that kind of pursued it. I mean, my sister obviously is an incredible hockey player. So she went that route, but my brother and sister both play guitar and sing as well.
Okay, nice. So then what inspired you to go to Nashville rather than hanging out here in Alberta or staying in BC as some country singers do? Obviously, we got a pretty good country music scene in Calgary and seemingly very growing one in Edmonton. What really led to the decision to, okay, now I gotta move south, like a number of Canadians have the tendency of doing, versus just the occasional songwriter trip?
Yeah, I think it, I mean, there's a lot of factors, I think, but I'm somebody who just, I don't like not being busy. And I just felt like I had too much downtime for what I wanted. I wanted to be able to kind of be in the mix any night I wanted to. And every time I would come down to Nashville, I would meet all these incredible writers and people. And then you really start kind of honing in on your connections by the time you have to leave. and then you're gone for however many months. So for me, I think it just got to the point where I'm like, okay, what can I not do if I'm living in Nashville in Canada? And honestly, the answer was kind of nothing. I make tons of trips back and try to stay as involved in my Canadian communities as possible. So it's just been kind of a nice landing space. And I think as an artist, you grow a lot really being surrounded by such incredible talent.
So what's that like then, kind of doing the reverse than what a lot of Canadians will do and might be doing right now, which is venturing down there? Obviously, I guess more of the summertime festivals and stuff like that here in Canada tend to be a big thing to drive everybody back up north. But sort of what is that like, doing the reverse, where now you're visiting Canada rather than residing here?
Honestly, I feel like I've spent so much time in Canada, which is so funny. I mean, I see my family more living in Nashville than I ever did living in Vancouver, which is so weird because it's an hour flight. I've really loved it, honestly, because I think here you get to hone in so much on performing and writing and stuff like that. So then to be able to come back to Canada and do all those things there and kind of hone in on that industry as well, when it comes to like festivals and even, you know, like radio tours and stuff like that, it's been great. I think it just kind of, I mean, I personally have felt like my confidence in what I do has gone up just because I get to do it all the time down here. So I don't know. I spend a ton of time in Canada, realistically.
So what is that like? Because now you're like, you've been in Nashville, all that. How important is it when you're monitoring and selecting your songs that you're recording, especially for radio, knowing they still have to be CanCon? And a lot of people who are living in Nashville may decide, okay, I'm in Nashville, I'm going to record in Nashville, which does take away one element of the Maple System, for people who may not be aware of it, music, artist, performance, and lyrics. How important is it, especially with songwriting groups and working with a lot of people who are American in Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, we have such a massive Canadian community down here. So I think a lot of us really just collaborate on so much. And so, I mean, a lot of times when we write, we'll have a couple Canadians, a couple Americans in the room, and it's just, everybody just gets so comfortable with each other. So I find that, I mean, I just find there's so many Canadians down here that it's not like the biggest struggle to keep everything CanCon, because a lot of times you're working with Canadians anyways. So it's, you know, I haven't run into too much of a problem yet as far as that goes, but I know there's some incredible producers in Canada too, and I think just keeping everybody in the loop.
But is it something you monitor yourself or your team? I'm not sure what your situation is with management and all that, that when you're choosing that song that you do verify and make sure, okay, yeah, no, this one is CanCon, or if it ever came up to it, this one's CanCon, this one's not, we're going with the CanCon one?
You know, that hasn't really been a part of our process as of yet, because I think at the end of the day, it's been kind of a best song wins type thing. Obviously, if it's not CanCon, that might change what we do with it. But at the end of the day, you just want to be able to put the best product out. And so if one, you have a song that's maybe not CanCon or something like that in the future, then they maybe just find a different plan for it, you know, because I think at the end of the day, it's really just about you as an artist. And I'm in a growing stage right now. So I want to kind of make sure that I'm just putting out the best work I can.
All right. And the song we're getting ready to play is called Drunk Plans. How did this one come about for you? That's one that is CanCon that you did record in Nashville, which is why I asked the other question.
Yeah.
How did this one come about for you, and why put it out to radio?
Yeah, I love this song. I went in to write with Kelly Prescott and Tori Tullier, and I really wanted to write a song. And I had been kind of just like, I kept throwing out this title in writes, and everybody was like, I don't get it, you know? And so I walked into the room and I was like, I really want to write a song called Brunch Plans, because I am constantly going out to the bar and making brunch plans, making all these different plans, then waking up the next day and be like, ooh, I hope nobody follows up on that. And so Kelly, like, immediately, she's so quick. She was like, what if we just called it Drunk Plans, just to keep it more vague? And I'm like, amazing, genius. So we ran with that. It was a really funny write, just because I think it's such a relatable topic for me. but yeah, and then I've just loved the song since we wrote it. And so once we kind of got in the recording process of it, I knew this was a song that I really wanted to take to radio. I kind of taken some time to really hone in on who I want to be as an artist. And I think with this project, it's kind of really showing genre wise where I want to sit. And yeah, so I just thought it was a really good song to go to radio with.
Now we are approaching the holiday season. What kind of holiday plans you got in store?
Oh my gosh, I am heading back to Edmonton, and I'm going to just hang out with my family. I'm just so excited. We have the best time at the holidays, so it's kind of nice to have everybody in one spot.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out and chat today, Taylor. Drunk Plans is an amazing song, and I know people are going to love it as we're about to spin it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.